Hey, what's up and what's going on? Welcome back to Your So Random Tosh Podcast. Thank you all for tuning in. Happy Saturday. Happy, you know, it's Mother's Day weekend. I hope you all are enjoying your Mother's Day. For us who lost a mother or lost a mother figure, or whoever raised you, auntie, just know, you know, you still can celebrate their lives. And happy Heavenly Mother's Day to my mother and my grandmama, aunts and relatives that passed on. But we still love you and cherish every memory, every moment we had with you. I wish I could be half the woman my mother was. She was an incredible lady, and I will always remember that and have her in my heart forever. That was my lady. I love her so much. And my grandma, these were really special women in my life, you know, my aunties, everyone. So I hope that you all are enjoying that time with your mother and everyone, you know, just enjoy time, just love. That's what it's all about. Okay. All right. So, I wanted to talk about a few things. I know I haven't been on here recording. Y'all, I have a lot to say. No, I don't. But I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm approaching, you know, I'm getting up there in age, and I realized that some things might have changed in my body. I don't want to admit it, but I have to now. Okay, so what happened was, on Wednesday, my day off, my fun day, you know, basically did taxes. Wasn't that fun, but had to get it done because the deadline is coming. And here's the thing that's different. See, when you have to pay taxes, you're not always willing to go, eager to go in there to do your taxes when you have to pay them, you know, but it is what it is. You know, I'm thankful got that handled. So I wanted to come home and celebrate and have a great time. So I turned on TikTok. All right. TikTok is a place where they allow you to express yourself. But remember, this app was created probably for children, teenagers, people in their early 20s, not in their 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s. I mean, even though we're on there, but come on, when it's time to break a move, gotta be careful. Okay, so your girl was dancing, and I felt like, well, you know, I didn't feel anything at that time. I was throwing my leg up. I was kind of cool with the jig. I didn't feel anything. But now, okay, something happened. The next morning, I'm jumping out the shower. I felt something in my back, like a sharpness. I said, okay, that maybe I just pulled something or didn't do it the right way. Mm-mm. No, I got to put my clothes on. Went to bend down to put on my sneakers. I got a back spasm. I couldn't get up. It was so bad, y'all. I had to call HR and let them know I can't move. She calls me back because I basically was messaging her. She calls me back. She's like, what? I was like, I can't move. Like, I literally cannot move. And I'm breathing hard. So I eased up, but it hurt so bad. Like, it was so hard for me to breathe. It was so bad. And I was just like I could breathe. But you know how when you're in pain, it just hurts. Yeah, it was a problem, you know? So basically, I couldn't go into work for 2 days. So I've been here resting and just thinking about life. Thinking about life, y'all, because I don't know, like, what is going on with my body, you know? And it's just telling me that I gotta go see a chiropractor. And I need to work out a little bit better. You know, I need to really start stretching in the morning. I really need to do like some yoga or something to keep me going. Like do it more than just one or two times, you know? I don't know, guys. You know, it's just really crazy. You know, your body starts to change. And I was talking to my best friend and she was like, you know, you're close to 40. You might as well stop doing that. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're kind of right. But listen, y'all, if you're in your 30s, be careful out here, I'm telling you. But yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. I am recovering, you know? And but I have to say that TikTok was fun doing it. But you know, I just have to probably calm down on some of those dance moves I'm trying to do. I don't know. But anywho, your girl is okay. So I got to talking to one of my cousins, and you know, we came up with this idea. Once it gets really hot, you know, so not this type of menopausal weather that we're having. One minute it's hot, next minute it's cold, whatever. I don't know. We were thinking about doing like a super soaker challenge, have like a big family friends day, and I'm working on it. And so we just been like trying to come up with this event. I had to call the city, figure out how do I get permits? Do I need permits to rent stuff out? So it's coming along. So that gave me something to do while I was resting. So I'm excited for that. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to do that. This summer, and whoever gets on my team, we just gonna win, you know, because I'm a competitor, she is too. So look, if you like what Kobe say, you want to be number two, be on that team. You better be number one, come over here. You better come over here, right? If you want to be number one, you know what team to get on. But yeah, that's going to be fun. So I'm just thinking of some different ideas of what we can do. So I'm really excited. And I haven't seen my family and some of my friends in a while because of the whole, you know, COVID. And this is an outside event, so it's not indoors. So it's even better. What else? What else is happening? Something else is happening in my life. Oh, I want to give a shout out to the Sixers. Y'all have been winning straight. How many games so far? 5 games straight? Yeah, I see what you're doing, Doc. I see what you're doing. But this is awesome because we want this home stuff. We want a little full home court advantage and stuff because the playoffs is up. You know, it's coming, you know, and shout out to Matisse. Now, look, Matisse to me, not because I met him before and we took a great picture and I thought he was just a nice young man with a great personality. But right down to earth, I just want to say this. Among all that, he's a great defensive player. I mean, he shot Chris Paul. I mean, Chris Paul did not know what to do with Matisse. Like, who is he? Where he come from? How he played me like that? He's confusing me. Chris Paul getting mad at his teammates. Like, you know, we have to give it up to these young NBA players that are coming in and showing their skills. I mean, like, you could see the growth, the expansion through the game. Like, you know, Matisse is doing awesome as a defensive player. We gotta give it up to him. Like, how could you not? You know, he's on fire. And then, you know, you got other young NBA players that are out here. You know, Ball is back. Melo is back. You know, Charlotte, y'all doing something. All right? I'm just very impressed, you know, with the younger generation coming up in the NBA. So just keep doing your thing, you know. Playoffs is here. It's coming. We got this, Sixers. So I just want to give a shout out to the Sixers. Ben, I don't care what anybody say. I'm still proud of Ben. I'm always going to be proud of Ben. Yes, Ben is like my little brother. That's how I look at everyone, you know, a lot of times, you know. a little brother that you just want to see do good, and then you have to like pull him by the ear a little bit and be like, come here, let me talk to you for a minute. You know, that's how I feel sometimes with it, you know? So yeah, I'm just proud of everyone. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say about NBA. The NBA sports, the sports teams. So, you remember a couple podcasts ago, I did say I was going to do a video teaming up with, you know, the 76ers was saying, like, they were looking for people with, like, these sneaker collections. They wanted to see, they teamed up with Snipes USA. I was going to do a video, did not do it, but I'm probably too late to do that because it's over, but I still am not discouraged for doing my videos. Now, I do have a video planned around sneakers that I will be putting up, because I still want to do it. It was just a really hectic time, okay? All right, so I couldn't do it. But that just gave me an idea to do something else. So, I do have a video coming. Now, I'm not sure what day, but I do have something planned. I can't wait to do that. but yeah, just be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for it. You know, if you follow me on Instagram, Tosh_Chillin_3, or You're So Random Tosh Instagram, which I have not really been on because, let me tell y'all, I forgot my damn password for that for that Instagram. But my personal, you know, regular schmegler Instagram is Tosh_Chillin_3. So you can follow me on that. I am public, so you can. But anyway, let's talk about some things, y'all. So I've been up here. I want to give a shout out to Selena, the singer, the late legendary singer Selena. Oh my goodness. Every time, like, okay, if you haven't seen the Selena movie with J-Lo, that was incredible. I always cry. But Netflix really dive deeper, and because the movie only can give you so much, but the Netflix really dive deep in as much as they, I guess they could, a two-part series for Selena, her life. And it was so amazing, but sad because it's like, you know what's gonna happen, you know? And I was just not ready for the ending, you know? Because I was like, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. I love Selena, you know? And it was really something. And watching it and seeing how she, her work ethic and her dad and her family and how close they were and how they were, you know, all of the trials and tribulations they went through and still kept going. And she was so talented and she was authentic to herself and how she had to learn. Like, you know, if anyone knows, is easier to learn a different language when you're young, when you're a baby, because if you speak the language in the household, it's easier for them to remember. But as you get older and try to learn different languages, it's kind of harder. And she get in at a certain age, she had to learn Spanish because they didn't speak Spanish in the household. So she, as she got older in her music career, she had to learn it, and she learned it, and she did very well with it. And she became this big star, you know, and, you know, some people like to box her, and yes, she was a Mexican, you know, Mexican-American singer, but she was an international global star of Mexican descent. Yes, we're very proud of her and all like that, but she touched a lot of people all over, and you know, I don't think, you know, a lot of times that is acknowledged how her style was. And also, I love the fact how she dressed. Like, I love those clothes. Like, I just was like, she was so talented. And, you know, I remember growing up and I used to do sketches all the time because in the back of my mind, I thought I was going to be a fashion designer. I never wanted to be the model. I did model, but I did not. That wasn't really my passion. My passion was to create it. So I remember I used to do sketches, and it was a part in the movie, the series, where they were showing her sketches and how she was sketching since she was younger, and she was able to create her fashion line and different boutiques. And she just was so creative. Like, she would jazz up the jackets, and she would just always, you know, she was just all around creative person. And, you know, that's amazing. And I just felt so bad, like, you know, but what we do have of her is the memories and her music and everything. But she was just an incredible artists all around. And it's just like, at the end, I just always try to like not even see it, but I just had to make myself see it because it was a really good series on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, the young lady who played her did an excellent job. I just thought it was a great series, and it dug deeper inside of what actually happened and who she really was. Not saying the movie didn't give it, but the series allow you to get in a little bit deeper and see how things were really going. So that was really good. And in part two, it is a part in there where young Beyonce and young Solange and their mother Tina were coming out of the Galleria in Houston, and they ran into her. And Beyonce was very shy, and she, you know, she was like stuck, like, you know, in the part that they gave. And Selena waved and said hi, and Beyonce said hi. It was just like, wow, you know, and that is so amazing to me. Like, the young Beyonce sees Selena, who's this global national star, and now look at Beyonce, who is a big national star as well. That's awesome. You know, that's really awesome to know, like, how people paths cross, you know. You never know who you're going to meet and what you can become from that experience. But yeah, that's awesome. But if you haven't watched it, I was crying, y'all. I always cry. I be trying to hold my tears. I'm like, nobody's here, I can cry. But, if you haven't watched it, watch Selena. I wonder what's her favorite color, purple, because I see a lot of purple hearts, and I do that a lot. Like, I love pinning purple hearts on everything. But yeah, it's very awesome. I love it. Great series to watch. Also, what else I wanted to talk about? I get into a lot of different things when I'm here at home, and I got a chance to turn to TV One, and they have like Fatal Attraction and stuff like that. And I'm just like, I be trying not to watch this stuff because, you know, it triggers you sometimes. You be like, oh my gosh, you would never know he was like that, or you never know she was going to kill him, you know. But then it's like, I have to watch it, you know. But I just realized that, like, some of this violence came from domestic violence, and it's just like, for me, if I've sensed someone is had possessive ways about them, no matter who it is, I try to like ease out of that. Love you from afar. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm dating someone and they just show possessiveness, I just want young women and young men to understand that that's not always cute. You know, sometimes we are so depending on how our way of thinking is in life, when we're entering this world of dating or liking people, And if we didn't get a certain type of love growing up, and we don't really know what love is, you think it's supposed to be a protectiveness of possessiveness. When somebody gets really mad at you because you're going out, or calls you or texts you constantly, we laugh, you know, because I've been in that situation. And I have to tell y'all, it wasn't a nice situation to be in. I had to learn the hard way. So now, as I'm an older person, I'm going to just say this, y'all. When you notice red flags, take heed of it. It's not cute if someone's that possessive. It's not cute when you go out and they're checking for you all constantly. It's okay for somebody to check and make sure you got to where you're at. It's okay to call somebody throughout the day. But when it becomes a point where it's constant, and then they're so like, what you doing? Why ain't in it? Like, just that way. Take key of that, because that's not the relationship you want. Okay, I'm just saying, you know, because sometimes that's not good. Okay, because people can be triggered, and you can wind up in a really serious situation, and people are losing their lives just because they ignore certain things, or they try to get away, but this person just is crazy, and they'll snap. So when I sense somebody is being kind of controlling, I kind of like step back, because I'll be like, look, this ain't for me. I don't deal with the controlling stuff. I don't deal with the stalker. I don't deal with the possessiveness. Like, if I don't answer my phone, I just didn't answer my phone, okay? But calling me back to back to back back. Now, only way I could see this being a really concern, if you haven't heard from me all day or like a couple days. Yeah, I could see you calling me and saying like, yo, you all right? That's not what I'm talking about. But it's like, you can't go out with your friends. If you go out with your friends, it's an issue for him. Or he's coming in the club trying to take you out the club. Or he's like trying to like have this control over you. And then it's like, you know, my dad don't even do that to me. So why do you think I'm going to let you do that to me, you know? And some women think it's cute. He's just so like, he's so possessive. Like, he don't want me. Like, you're not his property. And what people have to understand, you're not people's property, you know? Yeah, you're in a relationship with someone, but you are your own person. You're not no one's property, you know? You have a choice to be with a person, but remember, you are your own person. Don't ever lose that about you. You can love somebody, you can care about them, you can do whatever, but don't ever forget that you are your own person and you're no one's property. And so just be mindful of the red flags when it comes to dating people. Because sometimes, like I said, I'm in a place of healing. And when I'm healing and I'm getting my shit together and I'm doing fine, my man, if you ain't getting your shit together, you ain't healed, you got a lot of stuff going on up there in that upper dome of yours, don't come here knocking on my door trying to mess up my inner peace, okay? Because you got to get yourself together. I wouldn't try to mess up your inner peace if I know I'm jacked up. I get myself together because I'm older now and I understand. Get your shit together before you try to get involved with motherfuckers. Because if you ain't right, you ain't right. You know what I mean? Like, no. I'm not with it. And I just want to say that because it's like... we be trying to understand what love is. We be trying to understand what a relationship is supposed to be. You know, we got these alpha males out here that are so alpha, like, you know, like, but how, do you understand the meaning of respect? You know, respecting personal space, you know, having some trust. How about that? You know, it's like, I don't know. I don't find it cute. I don't think it's cute. When I was insecure, young, dumb, I didn't know. I'm like, oh, maybe that's how he's, you know, he is. He just cares a lot about me. No, he didn't care a lot about me because he didn't even care about himself. So how are you going to care about me, you know? And it's just like, we have to always remind ourselves that, you know, people are people, but let people work on themselves, you know? Don't be so quick to jump in it, or don't be like, oh, that's, you know. And it's like, you try to talk to the people, and, it, you know, sometimes people go through these obstacles, but that just made me, like, really think, like, man, a lot of these people who got killed were in a relationship with somebody they thought was, like, their protector, or somebody that was so cool and nice to them. It's something, you know? It's something when you think about it. But I just want to say, just be careful, you know, when you're out here dating. If it don't feel right, you just don't feel right. And that's okay. Other than that, y'all, not really too much I have to say. I just wanted to come on here and talk about a few things. I haven't been recording for a while, so I thought I'd come on here and share some thoughts with y'all. But other than that, I hope everyone enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay safe and keep love in your heart. Peace out.